This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, could it be another plant contains another cure for cancer? That's right. The plants of creation have it. You don't have to synthesize it. We'll talk about it here this hour. Also, we've got some major cannabis, hemp updates, CBD updates as well, upcoming events we want you to know about. All of that you can find at robertscottbell.com. Special shout-out this hour, too, to Allison Cummings. She's our latest patron. We have a Patreon page that if you want to support the show directly, we love it that you support our sponsors, of course. And here we are broadcasting on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We launch our broadcast week here each and every Sunday. And those of you catching the archives, many ways to do so on GCNLive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, Brighteon. YouTube eventually. Today we're simulcasting on Facebook Live, I think for the first time, the Robert Scott Bell Show at Facebook Live. They say necessity, the mother of invention. Normally we've been able to go out on the YouTube. Today couldn't make that work. It's like, well, let me check this Facebook Live, see if we can go direct on that. Worked out so far, so thank you for that. We got George on the board at GCN, and we are cranking it up. Hour two, Super Don making it sound good behind the scenes. Super Don, just real quick before I dive into the next important topic about the slander and libel and the threats against people who don't want to be violated via pharma, government, media mandates. All good in the producer's chair. Just checking.
Present and accounted for, yes.
Okay.
All
people
good.
Wondering. Yeah, no, normally we, you know, during the week you can actually see Super Don when I talk to him with our visual representation of the show. Today it's just a disembodied voice, but he's all good. The grandkids are probably trying to crawl all over him in his studio. So let's take it another level, another layer. I got a message from my good friend Sayer G. He has what we know as greenmedinfo.com. And he is, along with Mike Adams, Natural News, Truth About Cancer, and many other websites, have been, if not outright deplatformed, certainly minimized in the reach through social media and other means, through YouTube, other means. Because the messages they're delivering are not the official stories, as Liam Sheff wrote in his book, Official Stories. They question the narrative of alternate or artificial reality thrown down upon us like nets of dampening of the consciousness of the human being. Now, granted, and I noticed earlier in the show, I don't know if you still hear DACA Detox, Daryl Wolf. We love Daryl. He's amazing. He'll always talk about the programming, like from our parents, and how they unconsciously, you know, program us. And of course, we've talked about Bruce Lipton, as he's targeted how we are run pretty much our lives in 95% states of unconsciousness, only 5% where we're consciously co-creating the good things. Otherwise, we are subject to others' programming, whether it be through our parents or media or other things. And there has been a large or elevated level of distrust in the mainstream media. Not a moment too soon, yet they're not quitting. They're not going to stop trying to program you. And, you know, through right now, the new media 2.0 is coming through. A lot of social media feeds, the YouTubes of the world, different mechanisms of outreach. Talk radio was part of that New Media 2.0 for a long time, but has been corrupted a little bit, maybe a lot, because most of that now considered mainstream supported by pharmaceutical advertising. And that limits your ability to question those that feed you, so to speak. And I've said this time and time again. I'm going to say it one more time. You want to know who's in charge? Find out who or what you can't criticize in the town square. Right now, you can talk about almost anything on the mainstream of social media, if we can call it a mainstream social media. I mean, I brought up Flat Earth, which is, I mean, I guess that could be controversial for some, but they go, yeah, you can do that. But if you bring up vaccination and you don't basically abide by the belief that vaccines are sacrament, safe and effective, and everybody should get them, then now you find out that's the one thing, maybe there are a few other things, you can't discuss on the air, in particular social media, where they've clamped down on it. We've talked about search engine revelations, like Google. You enter vaccines, you know, and what do the search engines do? They do what they call predictive text. They put in what most people would search for based on algorithms. And it used to be that. Most people would say vaccines, da, da, da. And now they say vaccines are awesome, vaccines are good, vaccines, da, da. And so you see now if you find out if there's actually people manually entering those words, you find out not really, that they're being programmed in to alter belief, alter consciousness, alter search intent, and of course, search engine results. We've taken it to another level now, not you and me, but Bill Gates and Bing. Some of you have said, I'm not using Google anymore because I'm upset with Google on this front because they're curtailing search engines into natural medicine, natural cancer cures even. That's another area where they censor you. Oh my gosh, they're wild accusations of fraud the moment you ask questions about the sanctity of chemotherapy. So Sayer G reached out and said, hey, check this out. We've got evidence that Bing, which is Microsoft, which is Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation for vaccine promotion, have altered search engine predictability in terms of what you enter to look for. And you can see this link at robertscottbell.com. Takes you to Sayer and GreenMed Info. Anti-vaxxers are killers. Programmed into Microsoft's Bing auto-suggest. And the question Sayer asks, is this hate speech? I want you to think about this. If you accuse somebody or something or a group of being a killer or killers without evidence, just throw it out there. See if it sticks. Will somebody out there say, oh my gosh, I've got to protect the rest of the world or the people from those killers? Right? Because you're programming people that are on the verge of losing their mind because of fluoridation and psychiatric drugs. Power of suggestion. Manchurian candidates. We talked about the opening of the shootings this weekend. And we know that on the left, the political left right now, they say, oh man, Trump is a racist. Anybody that believes in Trump is da, da, da. And you know they're fomenting this idea that half of the people of the country or so are hateful people. They hate immigrants. They're xenophobic. They're racist. And at that point, now do you have justification to say, well, these people are despicable, that I could go out and do something horrible to them, and I'll be supported by the majority or the new majority, the artificial majority programmed into existence through programming, suggestive predictive programming in the search engines. They want you to believe that people who are not vaccinated or parents who don't vaccinate or maybe even marginally slightly alter the pace at which they vaccinate are somehow a threat to everyone else. We talked recently about New York where they've stopped allowing children on the buses who are not fully vaccinated or who don't have a what they call a legitimate medical exemption, which is narrowing to such a degree as to be meaningless. And discrimination used to be against black people. Now it's against any color you are if you don't acquiesce to medical experimentation on your children. Yes, these are experiments. They monitor safety for a day, 2 days, 2 weeks. They don't test against inert placebo. They don't test for impact on fertility or impact on genetic integrity, alteration of genes. Right? We talk about some really horrific, scary stuff. The combination of foreign DNA from animals or aborted fetal cells, how does that interact with your cells? They don't know. Or if they do, they're not telling us, but there's no evidence that they've actually investigated it to say, yep, they're safe and effective, which is a mantra, a programming mantra. So expand the programming to Bing the search engine, and you find that when you enter anti-vaxxers, Bing search pre-programmed, it's auto-suggestions, with phrases that target increasingly marginalized group, including you and me probably, which what may amount to hate speech. Anti-vaxxers, kill. Anti-vaxxers, karma. Anti-vaxxers, I mean, banned, inhuman, criminal. They throw these words out. And, of course, anti-vaxxers is a creation like the CIA term, conspiracy theorist, which is designed to what? Shut down critical thinking skills. We don't want you thinking critically about anything, so we'll program you when you hear the word conspiracy theory, or when you hear the word now anti-vaxxers, you think of killers. So how long will it be before violence is visited on the innocents who simply don't want to be experimented on like Nazi concentration camp victims, Jews, gypsies, gays, whatever. Not exaggerating here. This is happening. Now, Bill Gates, I've talked about the story of Bill Gates, how he was threatened with antitrust suits around the world with his developed domination through Microsoft. And the threat suddenly, mysteriously ended almost overnight when he established the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with his newfound wealth, because he wasn't one of the lizard people insiders. He came to it through his brilliance and what Microsoft had developed. And they said, you don't get this world domination and billions of dollars of control of the computer system unless you play ball with us. Who are we? The globalists who want to reduce population. And so behind the scenes, he said, oh, what do I got to do? Hey, how about promoting vaccines worldwide? You've got all that. Those, and then suddenly Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation comes about promoting vaccines without end. And suddenly the antitrust litigation around the world just drops. Quietly, suddenly outdone, and he's on the inside. He's one of the lizard people now. Promoting hatred, fomenting violence against people who simply do not want to submit to mandatory experimental injections like moo cows for the development of animal-based artificial herd immunity, which doesn't even exist. Stop using these search engines, find alternatives, and start communicating to your friends and your fellow parishioners at church, synagogue, mosque, and temple about their attempts to marginalize and criminalize people who don't want to become medical experiments for the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and new world odor eaters of the governmental and non-governmental variety.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, live happening Sundays on GCN, and we continue during the week. If you go to robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com as well. Mike Adams, the health ranger, helps support the message out there. We've got archived videos on brighteon.com where we're not going to be censored like on YouTube potentially. And covering subjects you won't hear, certainly not this way, anywhere else in broadcast media, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Hidden chemistry in flowers. This is what they call it. Hidden chemistry in flowers. And here's an article at Medical Express, and it's shown to kill cancer cells. Now, longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know we talk about the law of the terrain. That even if we can find a substance in flowers that can kill cancer cells, I would argue it's not sufficient for overcoming cancer. You're like, well, what? What do you mean? Isn't it all about killing cancer cells? No, it's about not being a willing host for proliferative, aberrant cells that don't die. What is the law of the terrain? It means a body that is fully imbalanced. The immune system is fully functional. You don't have toxic poisons coming in to the extent that that overwhelms your ability to remove those toxins or metabolic wastes even. Because those waste, environmental or metabolic, over time, if they're not excreted efficiently, they accumulate in the cells of the body, different systems. And that chronic inflammation results in issues like malabsorption and further accumulation of metabolic waste and further inflammation. Stuck there for years, and now you have aberrant cell growth that is uncontrolled by an immune system that has been corrupted due to what? Toxic GMO foods, pesticide-laden foods. That's just a start. How about antibiotics, which are a form of chemotherapy? I've said over the years that if they give you an antibiotic or prescribe you an antibiotic, I want you to hear the doctor say, you have an infection, I'm going to prescribe some chemo for you. And go, whoa, 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 that's a little harsh, right? Unless it's a life and death circumstance where you can argue, hey, yeah, there's legitimacy in putting something like that in to get you off fast, though. We here utilize other things to modulate immunity. We use silver hydrosol to neutralize those entities or, you know, those we call pathogens without having to resort to antibiotics. If you can avoid them, don't you want to? My son, 19, my daughter, 14, never once had an antibiotic. They've had infections. They're kids. It's normal. We've utilized all that I know homeopathically, herbally, supplementally, whole food supplementally, selenium, silver, etc. Most of these things you can find at robertscottbell.com, or I've written about them in Unlock the Power to Heal. But it's nothing wrong with targeting a cancer cell for destruction. It's just how you do it. Can we do it by a less toxic means? I have an article that I wrote. In fact, silver ions are devastating to cancer cells and not harmful to your healthy cells. Researchers at the University of Birmingham, and this is also in the show notes, you can link it up at robertscottbell.com, they've shown it's possible to produce a compound with anti-cancer properties directly from feverfew, a common flowering garden plant. For those of you on UK Health Radio later, it's University of Birmingham. Birmingham. We say it differently. The team was able to extract the compound from the flowers and modify it so it could be used to kill chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL cells in a laboratory. Feverfew grown by a lot of people on purpose. Sometimes it just grows. They talk about these compounds, parthenolide, getting them from plants, but modifying them to produce a number of compounds that kill cancer cells. So they're talking about synthesizing them. I would say, hey, why not use extracts or homeopathic forms of these things to address the aberrant cancer cell growth in conjunction with what? Detoxification, liver, kidney, lymph. Elimination support, utilizing sweating as our alibi, far infrared technologies to warm the body to sweat out the fat-soluble toxins through the skin. So you're detoxifying as well as directly killing through natural mechanisms or means. Granted, they use very toxic substances, or maybe they can alter something in nature and it becomes very toxic to cancer cells, but also your healthy cells. And so that corrupts our initial understanding. I'm all for if you can do a little less toxic work to overcome cancer, great. I'd like for you to understand that the ultimate way to overcome cancer is to not be a willing, habitable, hospitable host for aberrant cell growth like that. Increasing your selenium levels, 100% whole food. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find out about that. Yes, plants have compounds that are anti-cancer. But until and unless we restore integrity to the entire terrain, the microbiome as well. We talk about Silver Aloe Protocol, which, by the way, is available as a free PDF download, the chapter from the book, at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts there. All the botanicals in the world will not be enough if we don't understand the law of the terrain, detoxification, and remineralization of the body through food, primarily. Folks, hydrate as well through molecular hydrogen we get from Echo Water, synergyscience.com. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything
Thank
like
you,
this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 29 people have been killed by mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, and dozens in both cities have been injured. 9 people died in Dayton at the hands of a gunman. Mayor Nan Whaley.
Clearly the question has to be raised, why
Does Dayton have to be the 250th mass shooting in America?
In El Paso, the investigation continues around the shooting at a Walmart. Thousands of people were inside the store when the 21-year-old gunman opened fire. He's in custody and is cooperating with investigators. Police Chief Greg Allen.
Yes, he was forthcoming with information. He basically didn't hold anything back. Particular questions were asked, and he responded in the way it needed to be answered.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering flags across the state to be lowered through August 8th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
20 years. In broadcast media, radio specifically, we are still on. GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and going out, as we now know, when I started in radio, there was no internet streaming, so simulcasting. Now we've got many outlets that are carrying us, including radio stations around the world, and we appreciate you for being here with us and supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but certainly ponder it, consider it. Critical thinking skills we ask you to engage in utilizing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, and archives available and linked up through that website. Thank you to everybody watching us simulcasting on Facebook Live today. First time officially doing that on the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook Live page, Facebook page, I should say. One of the topics we cover
over the years here, and there's a whole chapter on cannabis cures and unlock the power to heal, is the issue of cannabis. I grew up buying the lies that cannabis was the devil's weed, right? Religiously, they'll say that. Oh, that's the devil's weed. It's dangerous. Or the medical line. There is no basis for any utilization of it for any disease at all. There are so many reasons that they said, oh, you can't use that plant. It's dangerous. It's addictive. And they were pretty much all lies. Plant that God created. It's a plant of creation. And carries many, many benefits for the people and animals of planet Earth, much less the planet itself. Question is how to use it appropriately, properly. Again, it's different for everybody. I know that. But the states are struggling to figure this thing out because the feds still have it as the cannabis plant on the list of basically banned via treaty. But the states have pushed back via what we know as the 10th Amendment. Those powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. And we've seen nullification happen at the state level for many years. Cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever you call it, has been the source of the revitalization of state supremacy over the federal government and the people's supremacy over that, too, based on unconstitutional abolishment, banishment, prohibitions, mandates, etc. Those laws not made in pursuance with the Constitution are null and void on their face. But if you behave as if they have force, they're going to act as if they do, and they're going to run roughshod over your rights to access a plant of creation. Which leads us to today's update.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, there's some good news out of Iowa, as they have now added to the list of legitimacy of the use of what they call legal or medical marijuana. Iowa now includes chronic pain as a condition for the legal use. Now, I would differentiate between legal and lawful. I think even as states had made or have criminalized the use of this plant, although that's reversing, if you were suffering an intractable, debilitating pain, and you didn't want to take an opioid, or you tried to take an opioid and it nearly killed you through addiction and other means, and yet your state doesn't say it's legal to use the plant, would it be lawful in the eyes of God? I'm asking. What do you think? I think it would be a compassionate necessity, if you will, to open the opportunity to use a plant that doesn't addict you and won't kill you to manage and reduce some of your intractable chronic pain. Well, Iowa has now made it apparently legal. Legal. I think, again, it's still backwards that we have to go, please, government, can we use a plant of creation to help us manage a very difficult situation or series of situations? And they, you know, there's still evidence of arrests or attempted arrests of people who use this plant for great purposes, medicinal recovery. Now, how do you determine what's medicinal or not, right? Some people say, well, I don't approve of it for people who are just getting high. For instance, it's like, well, who are you to not acknowledge the possibility that what you perceive as someone getting high is managing or dealing with some kind of pain or difficulty in their life? I'm not advocating for children to use for, oh, yeah, it just alters their state. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality is there is utilization of the plants of creation throughout history in their whole forms, including, ironically, what do they derive cocaine from? Coca leaves? In the Andes, they chew on these things whole. Doesn't make them high, but it helps them to deal with high altitude sickness, for instance. If you're up above 12,000, 14,000 feet, you want to be chewing that stuff. Again, a plant of creation has very specific benefit and purpose. Of course, when you isolate it and synthesize it, it can become toxic, including marinol, the THC that's synthetic. Very dangerous. Doesn't do what it does in its natural form. But a state board in Iowa has approved a measure that expands the number of medical conditions that can legally be treated by medical marijuana in Iowa. But they rejected several other conditions. They're talking about the Iowa Medical Cannabidiol Board now. The Cannabidiol Board. Now we're talking CBD. Wow, you really... And CBD is not going to get you high. They had to get special permission? Grant you legal status to use CBD for pain management? They voted Friday to allow those with chronic pain to have access to legal medical marijuana. The conditions joins others already included, including seizures, Crohn's disease, AIDS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Parkinson's. But the board denied allowing generalized anxiety disorder and opioid dependency as qualifying conditions. How great is that? Bunch of yahoos in government say, nope, you can't use it this way. Is the government, those bureaucrats, are they practicing medicine without a license to deny a substance? What about the Right to Try Act on the federal level that Trump pushed through finally? Good. Does it go far enough? Or does it only allow for experimental synthetic drug manifestations and not botanicals of creation? Last Friday's meeting was the first since Governor Kim Reynolds in Iowa vetoed an expansion of Iowa's medical marijuana program just this last May. So I applaud that they're adding to it, but it's still kind of disgusting, don't you think, people of Iowa, that they would control your ability to access a plant and the benefit it could have for you in debilitating conditions for which they don't approve? One of the things you've heard me say over the years is stop asking for permission where none is required. You're an adult. You've grown up. You're no longer living with mom and dad, perhaps. Why do you ask permission of a nanny state, a mommy-daddy government, to utilize a substance of creation for your benefit, whether they agree with it or not? Because now you are a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of an out-of-control government bureaucracy, both federal and state level? I said that this is ultimately a spiritual crisis we're in. We've lost our own self-worth, our recognition that we are divine beings of creation, that we are not children of government but of God, and that ultimately our connection to source will direct us more appropriately and correctly to what is beneficial to us and what is detrimental for us. Because how many things that the government says is perfectly fine, deadly, and can kill you? How about most FDA-approved drugs, or maybe all of them? Now, we advocate that you investigate these things. Don't take at face value what I say here, but I will refer to the peer-reviewed literature when necessary, just for to help support what we're doing, to show you that it's not just wild statements or accusations. Like, for instance, silver. We use silver hydrosol in the colloidal silver family. We've talked about silver ions and all of their varied benefits and properties. That it would take upwards of 24,000 to 60,000 times the reference dose to have any evidence of harm. And yet, if a manufacturer of colloidal silver comes out and says it will reverse infections, they'll be shut down. That the ions of silver actually have anti-cancer properties, they'll be shut down. Because freedom of speech is only so good as it doesn't threaten the status quo of the medical monopoly, which has become a church. It's become a cult. Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And a lot of that has been in attacking the use of botanicals like cannabis. How about CBD in food in Maine? Maine's kind of cool. They got a lot of food freedom acts, food freedom legislation, kicked the FDA out, and kicked state agencies out of local food freedom, autonomy to go into farmers markets and to do your food how you want to, the freedom to access it if you want to. Now, there's controversy about CBD and food, federal and state level. In Maine, they say it's finally okay. You could have CBD in your food and food products, but interestingly enough, their slight caveat. In order to do it legally in Maine, it must be made with locally grown hemp. In other words, you want CBD in your food in Maine, it has to be grown locally. And this state law took effect Thursday. It was created as a workaround of the federal ban. So I'm all for this, and I kind of like that they're moving more toward localism, which is, you know, a big thing in Maine, although Maine has screwed up on the vaccine mandates and eliminated personal and religious beliefs on that. So it's not all good in Maine, but in this case, okay, I can live with that. Grow it locally, eat it locally. That's beneficial for the environment, all the things that the four squad apocalypse kids talk about when the world is going to end in 12 years or whatever many years, and let's just shut down all diesel fuel and trucks, which would immediately result in the starvation and death of millions, maybe billions of people worldwide. That's the irony of the so-called fossil fuels. You want to eliminate them? People will die unless they're part, maybe unbeknownst to them, of the depopulation agenda by vaccination and, of course, elimination of the use of fuels that provide for a production of food and delivery of that food. Now, I would like to argue that, like in Maine, if we grew more food, canned and saved it for winter, we would rely less and less on the things that they say are poisoning or causing warming, which I argue is not necessarily definitively proven. Finally, let's go to Nebraska for our cannabis update as we wrap up this segment here. And we find out that there's a business in Nebraska that has been charged three different times in Herman, Nebraska. Third time a judge dismissed a case against Deborah Archer and Corey Russell, who basically sell CBD in the wide open in Nebraska. And they've continually been raided, and they attempt to convict them on drug charges. And third time now, a judge has dismissed the case. It's like, are the police just slow learners? Caution, slow police at work? At what point do you stop the harassment of people selling CBD from hemp and go after serious, dangerous drugs like heroin and opioids approved by the FDA? Asked and answered. We got upcoming events we're going to let you know about as we wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show edition here as we broadcast from GCN on Sundays and Natural News Radio five additional days of the week.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sorry, no.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, y'all. Love kicking in the broadcast, kicking into broadcast gear, our Sunday afternoon or morning show, depending on where you are listening around the world. Could be middle of the night. Super early for those syndicated in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which pick up the feed from GCN via satellite, which is awesome. So thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com. The links are in the show notes each and every day. Super Don, make sure of that. We've got archives available through all over the world, all over the web, including our Sunday show now, GCNLive.com, and many other sources. So come to RobertScottBell.com. You'll learn about it. So the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, is it resonating? Well, I'd say it is, because the abject fear of the mainstream media, of Big Pharma, our regulatory agencies, and leftist, collectivist bureaucrats and representatives like Adam Schiff from California, calling for censorship, overt calls for censorship through social media and other mechanisms, and now subjecting us to name-calling. Anti-vaxxer smears, not bad enough. We want to now link anti-vaxxer, the term, the artificial term, to killers, to further marginalize and limit the ability to move about the Earth cabin, much less the American cabin. And we've got to call out these anti-freedom zealots in promotion of their dangerous death cult of the medical monopoly and all that it entails, drugging, injecting, poisoning the people of planet Earth. With rare exception, it's the most dangerous profession on the planet for the people who subject themselves to it, and maybe even those who are the subjectors, doctors. I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of the highest rates of suicide of any profession, the allopathic medical profession. There's a reason. You disconnect yourself from spirit to engage in a business practice, there's a schism in your psyche, and unless you're on major medication, you're going to be depressed and you're going to know it. And you might take yourself out of the life chain, not because I'm encouraging you to do so. I'd like for you to start honoring spirit, the more, some would say, esoteric side of healing. But the vital force, vitalistic view, in conjunction with your materialistic reductionist view. I mean, there's elements of all of that, but you can apply what you know in those very narrow circumstances to save people's lives and then get them off of the medicines, the drugs, the toxins, and get them on the road to recovery, or subject them to, or let's say, refer them out to homeopaths, naturopaths, holistically minded folks, if you're not going to do it yourself. Anyway, Super Don, we got upcoming events. As we want to let people know, the Robert Scott Bell Show tour is on, and I know you're just about adding that into the mix, because Labor Day weekend is coming up really soon, is it not?
Indeed.
Indeed. So if you go to robertscottbell.com and you scroll down, you will see that coming up August, the 1st, we've got the Cancer Control Society 47th Annual Cancer Convention. Will be Labor Day weekend, August 31st, September 1st, and September 2nd. And then after that, you've got Truth About Cancer Live with Ty Bollinger and crew. October 11th to and 12th and 13th in Anaheim, California. And then after that, it will be Health Freedom Expo time put on by Trinity. October 26th and 27th in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Yeah, and you can see there's a link to the Trinity School of Natural Health. And I would encourage all y'all that want to learn more about natural health and healing and maybe help your family, yourself, and others, your community. As modern medicine collapses the medical monopoly, inevitably, economically, it's not sustainable. But from a functional perspective of healing outside of emergency trauma, surgeries, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, it's largely misplaced and displaced. And so we need more real healers that understand that the way to heal the body is to give it what it needs and remove that which it doesn't. And the folks at Trinity School of Natural Health are helping to do that. TrinitySchool.org. TrinitySchool.org. Check it out. Also, you want to modulate your immune system? Check out my friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio, or you can call them. There's a number. You can get your beta-glucan and beta kits. Keep your kids' immune systems modulated, strengthened through the upcoming cold and flu shot season, I shall say. And, of course, it's vaccine season as well. It's National Vaccine Injury or World Vaccine. National Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. I'm going to call that what it is. Become aware and protect yourself and your kids from the dangers of enforced medical mandates of a religious or cult-like order of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com, on your side, in your corner, supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And you, by being a part of the show, helping us to do that. Support those that support the show, and you can become a patron. Go to robertscottbell.com. There's a Patreon page. You can go, I want to help you guys out. Keep it going. Thank you for that as well. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing. Thanks, Super Don. Thank you, George, on the board. Get some rest, my friend. Remember this. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.